Unit 27, Acres of Diamonds. Did you ever hear of Russell H. Conwell? Few people have. Even fewer know what he did. Conwell founded Temple University. He was not a wealthy man. Then how did he found a university? It's better to start at the beginning. Here is the story. Conwell was a minister. He worked in Philadelphia. A young man came to him for advice. He wanted to be a minister. Conwell offered to teach him Latin. He would do it one night a week. The young man asked to bring some friends along. Conwell said, "Bring as many as you wish." The young man brought seven. The lessons began in Conwell's office. Soon they moved to a large room. Then it was a building. Then two buildings. After 4 years, the group had grown to 590 students. At this point, a college charter was secured. Money was now needed. Conwell went on a lecture tour. Here is how he prepared for it. At a reunion of old Civil War comrades, he had given a talk. It was a huge success. Others clamored to hear it. He went on tour and gave his talk. In fact, he delivered the same lecture over 6,000 times. The lecture earned over $7 million. At that time, this was a very great sum. Each time, the money went to the school. What was the famous lecture about? Its title was Acres of Diamonds. It was about a man who searched for diamonds. He searched far and wide. Then he found what he was looking for. It was in his own backyard. The moral was this: your wealth is where you are, but you have to dig for it. You must dig and believe. If you do, you'll find success right where you are.